Well, having the power to be able to get through, they say, use the minimum power to do what you need to do. And sometimes the HT has to maximize that. but, yeah, for the Azer radios I got, my most recent one is the 991A. Like that radio a lot. And I've been using that for the hidden transmitter hunts as well. Been very useful. And then also we got a satellite rig, EAZU 847. And my HF rig is a Yaesu FT-890. So, yeah, got plenty of Yaesu rigs sitting around. Though I do miss my ICOM 706 Mark IIG. I had that for a mobile radio for a long time. And then, unfortunately, I don't know how moisture got into the doggone thing, but I had changed vehicles to a pickup truck for a short period of time, and I mounted it behind the bench seat, and for whatever reason, moisture got in there, and I don't think the cab was well sealed, and I think that's maybe what ended up happening. So I'm not a big fan of pickup trucks. I like my SUVs where they're definitely well sealed and keep the moisture out. So that was a disappointment on that. So I was going to try to find a newer version with the color display. When that happened, and unfortunately, I just didn't, they weren't making it anymore, so I was like, oh, that was a big disappointment, and I like the idea of the detachable head off of the radio, and then you can put the rig in the, you know, behind your driver's seat, you know, and just run the control cable up there, and I just mounted it right above, or should I say behind, the steering wheel on the dash, and so you could be looking down the road and looking at your radio screen and turn the knob where you're not looking down, you know, towards the floor underneath between the two seats there, you know, anywhere down there. Keep your eyes facing forward down the road. So I always thought that was a more preferable place to mount the display. And so I missed that. Back to you there, KC8KJO, KB0DCO.